The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, November the 18th, 2025. 7:05 in the morning. Welcome to our show. Thanks for coming, tuning in and listening to us this morning. We appreciate it so much. The 18th of November. It's Tuesday. Meh. Right?
It is.
Okay. But it is, looks like it's going to be sunshiny, which is a good thing. So, how are you doing?
I'm tired. I've been trying to get everything ready to leave tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You're going home for Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am.
You know, I really like it that your family gets together. I think that's cool.
Yeah. We spend a lot of time together when we can.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're going, to Anderson.
Yeah. Going back to Ohio.
Ohio.
It's a 5-hour flight.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But you're going to be there for a while.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
I don't know how we'll get along without you. Except we're traveling, too. it's a little bit longer, but we drive because we have to carry a lot of equipment with us. So, hey, what kind of national days do we have out there?
It's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Mickey Mouse's birthday today. Yes.
That's what it says.
And they said that when we were talking about that yesterday, and and at Disneyland is what I said. If you go to Disneyland today, they'll give you a mouse, a little gray mouse, live one. You can put in your pocket.
Oh yeah.
Okay, maybe not. What else?
National Princess Day.
Okay.
So it's there's not very good ones today.
No. National Princess Day is okay.
Those are the only 2 days that are on there.
Yep. Mickey Mouse's birthday. Let's think about that. How old is he? Has it got it in there?
I'm looking. Let's see. First film. Story began in 1927.
Okay.
First film was in 1928.
Okay. So, Mickey Mouse, who started by Walt Disney, of course. And that one cartoon grew into the Disney empire, if you think about it. He'd probably be rolling in his grave when he sees a lot of things that are coming out of Disney right now. But you think about that. He had this idea about a mouse. And then he made the cartoons with them, Steamboat Willie and all these back then. And then it went into, over the years, with the films, Bambi and Fantasia and Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Cinderella, all of these. And then grew into, the Walt Disney show, that kids would watch all the time. And then it kept growing, into more movies, Old Yeller, all of those movies. And then into the empire it is now. And then Disneyland started. And when did look up Disneyland, see when that started. I think it was in the 50s that he opened up Disneyland down in Southern California.
1955.
Yep. I remember going to Disneyland when I was a kid. And back then, they had the painted desert. And the Painted Desert actually had real mules that you would ride on through the Painted Desert down there. So I got to ride on the mule, and that's when we discovered that I was terribly allergic. And I'm not allergic to anything. But whatever they had sprayed those mules with to keep the flies off them, I got it on my face, and my eyes swelled shut at Disneyland.
Oh, man.
So they took me over to – they have a – pretty good sized medical, little medical unit there. They gave me, Benadryl. So that it went away. But they used to have live mules going through the Painted Desert at Disneyland. I don't know if anybody else remembers that. But it's down. See, where is Disneyland? What's the name of that sub or that area they're in? Anyway, my dad's relatives, cousins, lived in that town where Disneyland is. So we'd go and stay with them. We'd go to Disneyland.
Anaheim.
They had a house in Anaheim. And, so we went there, gosh, first time, 58, 59, something like that. So, yeah, Disney. All off that little mouse and his genius, this man's genius, and how to market. So, yeah, the birth of the Disney Empire started today in 1927. All right. Weather today. Sunny with a high near 66. Increasing clouds, and Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 56. Showers Wednesday night, Thursday, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a high near 56. I think we're stuck there. Thursday night, showers likely, low around 56. And see, Thursday, mostly clear. Friday, sunny with a high near 67. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 68. Mostly clear Saturday night, Sunday, mostly sunny, and Monday, a chance of showers. So there. So today it looks like it's going to be a good day. I think tomorrow's going to be okay. And then Thursday, shower Friday, and Saturday and Sunday look like it's going to be good days. So weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, treat their customers like warm friends, really good people, the Kenny family. And the Kenny family's been running this for like 30 years into the third generation. So give them a call. You won't be sorry. 530-365-3793. And I forgot to say the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And it looks like Linda just walked in wearing, we were just talking about this.
I know, I heard you.
Yeah, wearing her Mickey Mouse ears, but they're not. They're Mickey Mouse ears, but they're Christmas ornaments on the top of your head.
Well, this was given to me by our 8 o'clock guest.
Oh.
And so when Maria gets here, there's a special club, I guess, evidently in Disneyland. I don't know anything about because I haven't been there, what, in 30 years, called Club 33. And so this is pretty significant for those who are able to get into, you know, the mm-hmm. special private whatever. So I went back home. That's why I'm late. I went back home and said, oh, my God, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday. I have to wear this. It's a perfect time. Anyway, my story of Disneyland, do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember as a kid, because my dad's from Southern California, so that's where we went on the holidays. You know, we would go down to either Thanksgiving or Christmas time down to see his mom and dad and his brothers. My uncles and grandparents. And so we'd all get together and we'd go to Disneyland. So I'll never forget the time my dad got on the teacups and got so sick.
Your dad got sick on the teacups?
Yes, he got sick on the teacups.
Was he spinning them real fast?
And I got sick on the teacups. Maybe I got sick. And so I just know it was sick. And I think a group of us got sick, if I'm not mistaken, because you know how fast they go.
And your dad,
I don't even know if they have them anymore.
Knowing your dad, I know he was doing it.
And Tinkerbell would come out. It was so awesome as a kid. Tinkerbell
would
come out.
Was it Tinkerbell or Cinderella? Or,
no, Tinkerbell would come out, and she would come off of the mountain, and she would come down, fly down, and she would take her wand, and she would start the lit parade. And as a kid, I had a Tinkerbell pin. You know, a couple times I was thinking about that. I had a probably – It wasn't an original, but my grandmother gave me a Mickey Mouse watch. Unfortunately, I had, a break-in and a theft in L.A., and some of my really wonderful valuables were stolen. So I had a beautiful Mickey Mouse watch, and I had a Tinkerbell pin, a beautiful brooch. Yeah.
And they took it?
Yeah, they stole that, and a Cameo, and equipment. You know, I came home from Las Vegas, and my house had been broken into. Yeah, it's a bummer. Anyway, a lot of people experience thefts in their car, or when you've had valuables. We have some friends right here in Reading that they broke in the back door, and they took her jewelry box from the time she remembers in the 60s. Her mother and father gave her this jewelry box, and it was the meaning.
Was that here in Reading?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And all of her jewelry, and it was just stolen like that. Boom.
Terrible. Well.
So anyway, not to be the bummer.
Well,
but,
too late.
Yep. You already threw water on the bus.
Hey, I was talking about Disney. Disneyland.
So Pirates of the Caribbean would have been, I never even got to see the Michael Jackson stuff. Pirates of the Caribbean would have been the last, and of course we did the It's a Full World After All. Remember you would go
it's
through that?
It's a small world. And you'd be singing it forever after that, because once it's in your head, it's in there.
Yes.
And you can't help yourself. And Pirates of the Caribbean, I know we have to take a break. Pirates of the Caribbean, loved that. And then somewhere it became politically...
became woke. So
it became, it became politically politically wrong.
Yeah.
And so they changed it around a lot.
Because they probably had the pirates chasing the winches.
They did.
Yeah,
they were chasing the winches.
That's unacceptable.
That never happened.
Yes. No.
And
great
speaking,
from history.
Speaking of something that will happen.
A break.
And we'll be right back.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Reading, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Woo! Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by REU. That's right. If you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle, car, truck, SUV, bike, then REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of that vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about these rebates. I know more, you know what? I think and hybrids fall under that too. So.
Oh, we should check that out.
Yeah. Because.
Well, you know, I have to look at your lips while they're moving. Go ahead.
If they're moving, I'm talking.
Well, you take a pause. Girls don't do that.
Breathe. I have to breathe. I don't have like a hole in the top of my head that just like a porpoise that I go. I can go.
We're able to have a complete sentence and everybody, you know, understands. Go ahead.
Y'all can have complete. There'll be four. I've seen it. Four or five women in the same room talking and they're all talking different things, but they're all listening and understanding. So never tell me you cannot multitask. And now I've forgotten what else. No. You're seeing like a surge in some of the vehicles. Like, but Ford is stopping production on their electric truck that they have, the F-150. Mm-hmm. But you're seeing a surge now because the big rebates are going to end, I think, in January. So if you're thinking about it, this may be a good time. Go to, you know, like I said, REU, and they've got these rebates available if that's something you want to buy. I can understand if you have, you know, you drive around town or short distances and stuff. Hybrid to me seems like a plug-in hybrid. Seems like really a good idea. Ted got one. Now he gets 38 miles to the gallon. He's not putting hundreds and hundreds of miles on his GMC.
This is the best around town. Right. Yeah. So, you know, my Nissan has just been like a wonderful companion. And I look at the car that you drive because we go out to Palo Cedro. We jet all over town. Appointments, meetings, we're on the go. Probably had 10 stops yesterday. Going to have four or five today. And I have like 104,000, is it now, on my
Nissan? Something like that.
And that car has been just a wonderful companion. So I want to, you know, I always tell it too, you know, because
I know.
They have energy. I say, thank you for being such a good servant. And, yeah. Anyway, so that car gets 20 some miles to the gallon. And, we've driven it to Albuquerque and Las Vegas and over the mountains. I mean, how many trips have we taken in that car? And it's been just really in the snow. It's been great.
You know what I'd like to do? Ben, are you around? Okay. I want to give away two tickets to the Garden of Light.
Yeah, let's do that.
And these are the gold tickets. You can use them any day that the Garden of Lights is open, except I think
New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's. So you can use it any other time.
So we'll be giving two tickets away for the rest of the week. And then when we come back from Las Vegas after we're doing our live remote from the National Finals Rodeo, we'll be back December 9th. And we'll start giving tickets away again for that. So,
yep.
But right now, give us a call at 605-4567 where you can get two tickets to the 6th Annual Redding Garden of Lights. Again, it opens November 21st. It's right around the corner, and it goes to January 4th. These are great tickets.
The phones are ringing. Hey, a new analysis from the real estate marketplace Zillow and Thumbtack, online marketplace for local services, found that the cost of having your house yearly can cost up to $16,000 per year. Maintenance costs account for $10,000. And while $2,003 goes toward homeowners insurance and $3,000 toward property taxes, collectively, the housing costs have jumped 4.7% in the last year, outpacing household incomes, which rose just 3.8%, according to the report. However, coastal metros are getting squeezed the most, with costs in New York reaching $24,000 and in San Francisco $22,000. Part of the issue, according to the analysis, is insurance premiums have risen 48% nationwide since February 2020, topping $2,000 annually on the typical home. However, Florida is getting hammered, as is California, as we all know, and to cover hurricane and fire, floods, rising rebuilding costs, and expensive reinsurance for insurers. On top of that, fraud and lawsuits have driven up legal costs, and many insurers have left the state, which is reducing competition and driving up prices. Now, they're talking about Florida, but we also know they're talking about California there. In Miami, premiums average $4,600 per year, up 72% in the past 5 years, according to the analysis. So, and then the analysis shows that costs were up 79% in New Orleans, 59% in Sacramento, 58% in Atlanta, and 56% in Riverside. Said they're rising nearly twice as fast as homeowners' incomes, creating a barrier to entry for first-time buyers and families already stretched thin. Well, we know here that it's another thing that we add on to it is electricity, PG&E, that not only has your insurance gone up, if you can get insurance, but the cost of electricity, if you're living out away from REU land, has risen exponentially in some areas. They get a $2,000. They have $2,000 electric bill. $2,000.
Texas Springs, and they decided, they're going to pay their home off, keep their home, probably is paid off now, a beautiful home, but then they decided to go solar. Because they're in PG&E, and their house is probably the same size as ours.
No, theirs is smaller.
Well, it's two-story.
But it's two stories. You're right.
So I don't know if it has something to do with the big opening in the entrance with the two stories. But anyway, so they did go to solar, but their electricity was almost three times ours.
It was at least three times. It was up to almost $2,000. Well, your parents, who have a small house down in Sacramento on PG&E, paid $1,000 for one.
Theirs is, and there's only two of them.
They have a swimming pool, which seemed probably a good idea when they moved in, but they haven't used it ever.
No.
Yet they still have to pay for electricity for the
pumps.
And
it runs and runs, and my dad's frustrated with it. Yeah. An announcement. OneSafe Place is temporarily revising its client intake procedures after significant water damage from a recent flood. Beginning November 24th and continuing through early January 2026, all crisis walk-in services will be directed exclusively to the organization's 24/7 crisis hotline. Throughout the construction period, holiday donations can be dropped off at 1320 Yuba Street in Reading, Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5 through December 23rd. Although construction is underway, all services for survivors remain fully accessible. Client intake will be completely virtual by phone, with advocates available around the clock. Shelter operations will continue at full capacity, and legal advocacy, including court accompaniment, will be provided via phone or virtual appointments. Current protocols for requesting advocate support from hospitals, child welfare agencies, and law enforcement will continue without interruption. I thought that was important to share with you. Yeah. And I guess the takeaway.
They had a flood, and I'm not sure if it was a busted pipe or what, or it's from the rain. I'm not sure.
Well, we all know that that happens. We saw what happened with our beautiful theater production. And by the way, our theater, you know.
Axiom.
And that's underway. But meanwhile, it's really been great to see the heart of our community. And they were able to, and they're able to go around to different locations and do theater productions while it's still continuing on. We must have the arts. You know how I feel about that. Advocate for that. And finally, well, let's take a break. I got a couple more announcements here.
Okay. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Kev Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Redding. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. Experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, they're having community engagement meetings designed to gather public input for the county's new five-year strategic plan. City of Shasta Lake is tonight at the Larry J. Farr Community Center. If you're in Redding, it's November 20th, which would be Thursday, at the Redding Veterans Hall. Anderson, December 1st at the Frontier Senior Center, and Bernie and Fall River, December 3rd at a location to be determined. They all begin at 6 p.m. and go to 8 p.m. They're going to focus on key topics such as public safety, housing, mental health, and economic opportunity.
A couple things here. Congratulations, Carrie Bates. You know, sometimes we always wonder in radio land when it's just silent. Okay, who's listening? So, Carrie, you won the tickets. Come in 1326 Market Street. We're right downtown. And get your tickets. And enjoy. I always liked, you know what, maybe we can ask our, you know, listeners who get the tickets to call in after, you know, when they're thinking about it and say, hey, this is what it was and my experience and blah, 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 because maybe you ran into old friends. Maybe it's like a memory. We are going, tomorrow night, media night, and, you know, just looking forward to Garden the newness of it. And even it's supposed to rain tomorrow. It says in the forecast it's supposed to clear up. So we've been before on media night when it's been stormy and windy, and all, I figure, and all of those people that are out there are all volunteers. I mean, they work for Turtle Bay, but they're volunteering hours upon hours. They are. And so when you think about it, just like when we have gone to the rodeo before and it's rained.
Yes.
We figure, you know, all those people that are going, that are waiting for to run the flag line, if they can be in the rain, we can be in the rain. The Marines, if they can be in the rain, we could be in the rain. I'm thinking about that. Like when football players and athletes and your kids, you're trying to teach your kids, you know, you can't, if it's rained out, officially rained out, that's one thing. But you have to, like, when you think about baseball and you think about all the weather, that you still have to go on. In the weather. You can't stay home in a big storm.
Nope.
I mean, if it's like Chicago, storm.
I remember that time when it rained so hard that there was nobody in the stands except you and me.
Yes.
And we had ponchos on, which were the $2 ponchos you get from, I don't know where. So what it did, it funneled the water. It kept the water off your shoulders.
But our butts
and
down.
Then, yeah, it went right down and pooled in the seats.
Our butts and our legs and our boots.
But I was watching the flag girls, and they were all, I mean, they were huddled on their horses. And then when it was showtime, boom, they were up and running. And then the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard that year.
It was so cool.
It was probably one of the best ones they've ever had because it was raining hard and those horses were locked together and in step and went all the way around. And there was no separation hardly between them because the horses just said, you know what? I am not going to, I'm going to share this with my herd. So.
Right.
And then it stopped raining before the first event, and all these people that were gone, I thought, this is, nobody's here. The stands filled up again, so I don't know where everybody was, but they all showed up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, you know, there's been so many battles over water, and I'm not talking about drinking water. I'm talking about people having water on their property, and they end up fighting the Environmental Protection Agency and the Corps of Engineers. It's gone to court, and it finally, in 2023, a decision in Sackett versus MPA. It's to cut red tape and bring clarity for America's energy producers, farmers, ranchers, businesses, and landowners. And they are redoing it. The proposed rules to define waters of the United States as part of the Clean Water Act. And Congressman LaMalfa put out a statement. After years of federal overreach, the action by the EPA is a win for common sense. Under the Biden administration, EPA used a broad definition of the waters of the United States, or WATIS, resulting in private property owners having their rights severely curtailed due to government overreach. Today's action is a step toward ending the abuse of power and restoring the rights of states, farmers, and landowners while protecting clean water. So that was a big decision they made. There's a guy, Epstein.
Oh.
They're getting ready. They're voting on to release all of the documents they have on them, you know, all these emails and everything. Well, some of the fallout's already started. Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard University, has announced he will step back from public commitments. And he said it was part of an effort to rebuild trust and relationship with the people closest to me. It followed a release of 7 years' worth of correspondence between Summers and Jeffrey Epstein by the United States House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform. And it appears that they continued to exchange messages as late as July 5th, 2019, which was one day before Epstein's arrest on sex trafficking charges. He appeared to place trust in Epstein and confided to him about pursuit of a romantic relationship with a woman he described as a mentee, somebody he was mentoring.
Okay.
Now, Epstein describes himself as Summers' wingman as he continued giving him relationship advice. And so, I take full responsibility, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now, he's a senior fellow at the think tank Centers for American Progress, a liberal think tank, a paid columnist with Bloomberg News, and a board member at OpenAI. He also remains a university professor at Harvard and serves as director of the Masivar Ramani Center for Business and Government at the Harvard Kennedy School, which he will continue to oversee.
I think what's
now. Wait a minute. Now,
go ahead.
But he also teaches five classes.
Teaches what?
Five classes at Harvard.
All right.
He says, while continuing to fulfill my teaching obligations, I will be stepping back from public commitments. Now, as we all know, the Epstein thing and was all about underage women.
Mm-hmm.
And so him saying is I'm still going to continue to teach those undergrads. It just kind of to me sounds weird.
I think what we're going to experience.
Especially when it was somebody he was mentoring, that's who he needed advice on. But now he's still going to be teaching the 19 and 20-year-olds, in his class.
Okay, so we are going to find here.
They should say, no, you're not. Take a step back.
Okay, we are going to find here a huge implosion across the board, and many, many people who moved in the billionaire circles that their marriages could break apart. I think that's why, what's his name right now? He and his wife divorced because she was upset with his relationship with Epstein. It's a big, the guru, the computer guru. I'm just totally drawing a blank.
Not Gates.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bill Gates, yeah.
Really?
And Melissa Gates. If you believe the rumors, but my point is that I think we're going to see a lot of where do we go from here? And everybody has to be ready for that.
Well, they said
it might not be a good Christmas for some.
Well, they said that Trump was involved, and now they're saying Trump's not involved. He said just release it all. So that's what they're voting on right now. Now, something else that happened, and I don't know if we'll. I tell you what, let's take an early break because this has to do with illegals and the commercial driver's licenses here in the United States and a ruling a judge made. I want to talk about that just a little bit. So why don't we take an early break? This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry. Oh, my gosh. I have to go get my watch. And I know they're probably so busy. Now, listen, they're going to be coming up on their big anniversary celebration, and which is I think 20-30% off. You guys don't want to miss that's happening in December. That's when they open the doors, very much like us. They have been with us since the day we were on the air. That is our jewelry, a store of choice. We tell all of our friends that's you want to find something. They have estate pieces, they have wonderful Native American jewelry, pearls, you name it. And they'll make it for you, and they'll make it affordable, and they'll steer you in the right direction. And I've been in there before, and the line is, you know, sometimes it's thick and people are getting batteries and they're going in and they're getting, and I've watched them grow and it's been wonderful. Voted best of the North State in three consecutive years. All right. On that note, we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Also, you can hear us on 1460 AM streaming as well at KCNR1460.com. Always for your consideration. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Cozy up to the sounds of autumn at the Shasta College Concert Orchestra Fall Concert. Enjoy performances by the Concert Orchestra, Chamber Strings, and Strings Class Orchestra, led by Dr. Jeff Specht and Don Carter. Join us Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are just $5 general admission. Get your tickets now at shastacollege.edu/tickets and celebrate the season at Shasta College's Fall Concert.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has built her business so that she's got two separate divisions, insurance and financial management, all at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And this is not Judy's first rodeo. She started back in 1993 and has been helping families, business owners, seniors, veterans ever since. With all, you know, I was just talking about the hidden cost of owning a house where all the insurance has gone up, the, you know, homeowners insurance, the taxes, everything. So what about your retirement plan? Is your retirement plan going to be able to handle that? Well, you can get a free review and evaluation of your retirement plan, your 401ks. How about your business expenses, your business, what's going on with your business for as far as insurance there? All of this, free review and evaluation at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy with that. Now, Sean Duffy, who is the Director of Transportation, you remember that horrible wreck where he was in the country illegally, took his truck and blocked the freeway and killed three people. Well, there's been several other wrecks like that, and they found out. They started doing an investigation, and they found out that there's, you know, thousands of drivers who are here illegally that got their CDLs and can't speak English. They can't speak English, and they, you know, and so it leads to problems there. It says that to be able to get a CDL, even from another country, even if you're driving a truck in from another country like Mexico, you've got to be able to speak English. Well, so Duffy went out and said, the administration's request to keep illegal immigrants from getting commercial driver's licenses. And a court said, no. No, that's not going to happen. And for the reasons for that, that the Duffy's remarks came after Federal's appeal court in Washington, D.C. ruled last Thursday that the DOT's restriction on immigrants obtaining commercial driver's licenses cannot be enforced. And, you know, they started these back in September after the, like I said, the tractor-trailer crash killed three people. The court found that the federal government did not allow proper procedure, did not follow proper procedure when creating a new rule or explain how the rule would promote safety. They also noted that the Safety Administration, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, shows about 5% of all commercial driver's licenses belong to immigrants, though they only account for about 0.2% of fatal crashes. Now, when you read that, what does it say? It says commercial driver's license belonging to immigrants. Is that illegal immigrants or is that just immigrants? And about the 0.2% of fatal crashes is still a fatal crash. And is, you know, how many of those were people that were here illegally that don't speak English, can't read the signs, which is a rule if you're going to be driving the trucks for a CDL. Duffy said that he said the Biden administration allowed so many millions of illegals to enter, granted them work authorizations and let them seek CDLs. And we've seen that in California where they've been granting CDLs to people who didn't speak English, couldn't read it, couldn't speak it. And there's been wrecks. So I can understand what Duffy's trying to do. We thought it was appropriate to protect Americans, and we should have an emergency rule, not to go through a months-long process. We did that. The court has rolled us back and said, well, we're not quite sure this is an emergency. We want to see more data. And I'm like, watch any show on television, you'll see the risks to the American people. Now, I would prefer an 18-wheeler driver to be able to speak English and to at least, you know, be able to converse in it. He doesn't have to be, you know, perfect, but be able to understand and speak in it. But also be able to read signs. Ben, have you ever been driving down the road and you got, you know, a double trailer going by?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever think that? I wonder if this guy understands that coming up here are these warning signs and what they mean. I never thought about it before till after this. It never occurred to me that you've got drivers, you know, operators of these big rigs that couldn't speak English Or maybe read the road signs.
Yeah, so if they can't speak English, more likely they can't read the signs.
No. And they say, how do you enforce it? Well, it's easy. Because when they go through check stations, the guys at the check stations talk to them and see if they can speak English. Can you speak English? Can you read English? You know, and some of them have failed these tests several times and still get their CDLs. California is really good at that, of putting people into a driving position that doesn't speak English. This bothers me. This is just one of the little things that bother me, and it's not enough for me to, you know, lose sleep over. But this is just something else, that you would never think that somebody who is going to have a commercial driver's license couldn't read the road signs.
Yeah, how did they get their license? I don't
understand it. But then there's so many things I don't understand, and that's just one of them. How many passwords do you have on your accounts? On your computers and all that kind of stuff.
I have a couple different ones, but they're all variations of like the same thing.
Do you know what the biggest, the most used password is?
Isn't it like birth dates or names or
admin?
Admin.
They type admin. Mine. You know, one of the things I end up doing all the time is, and I don't know about you, my friends, I can't remember my passwords. You know, you'll put a password in, and then a year later, they're going to ask you what your password is. And it's minor, kind of a variation, too, of the same thing.
Yeah, a lot of the passwords now, though, they don't let you put, like, consecutive letters or words you've used before, words that are words. Like, you have to use, like...
Numbers,
letters, like in an order that doesn't look like anything.
Well, you know, and they'll say, we'll give you one, and you look at it, there's no way anybody can, you know, I mean, it is a great password, but you're never going to remember it.
Yeah.
So now you have to save your passwords. So on my phone, there's a bunch of saved passwords in there.
Yeah.
And you can fill them in.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, use the autosave. And that helps. But then they come back. And here's the other thing. You put in, okay, this is great. You know, you can't use that password. Put a new one in. You put it in. It says, nope, can't use that. You've used it 12 times. You know, used it somewhere in the last 12 times you put a password in there, you've used it. So now you got to come up with another one. And then that one comes up and says, no, you need a letter in there. Oh, so you go back again. Oh, no. You can't put a hyphen. You can't do this. And you need a special character. Well, let me tell you, everybody, I'm just telling everybody, my special character is the dollar sign.
Mine, too.
Well, there you go. But I would imagine birth dates, you know, things like that. But admin is the most used password.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but then, you know, how could that be? Because then they'll say, well, it's got to be a capital A. Okay. And it's got to be 8 letters long. Okay. And then and it has to have a number. So then you go admin 2025 and a special character. And you put the dollar sign in there. That gives it. And then it accepts it, gives it a little burp, says, okay, you're good. And then 10 days later or a month later or 6 months later, it asks you, please put in your password. Well, how many passwords do you have? I mean, just thinking about it. I must have, 12 of some kind.
There's,
there's more. I mean, yeah.
Passwords for email, you know, your bank
Facebook. Your bank accounts, yeah.
You know,
and my bank account passwords are a lot different than anything else. But your Facebook, your Yahoo. And then if you have, like, Netflix or Prime, you know, every so often they'll prompt you to give your password.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So now you got to go back in, and I can never do it on the TV. I've got to go back into the computer because it ends up changing my password because I have no idea what it was a year ago.
Yep.
You know, Linda 2025. exclamation point. Well, no, that's not it. I have no idea what it is. So we start all over again. So
I usually just forget my password and just make a totally new one.
Hey, Postal Service says price increases are coming in 2026. So is this that time now, I guess, to buy all the forever stamps? At the, they announced the changes, and it's going to be part of the 10-year transformation, which would plan to be financially sustainable and provide excellent service through the post office. So the planned increases include 5.1% for priority mail express service, 6% for parcel select, 6.6% for priority mail service, and 7.8% for USPS Ground Advantage. So they've been working in the hole for 40 years. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we come back from the news, we have Redding Rancheria with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. An unusual spike in internet traffic is blamed for an outage that took some of the web's most popular sites and services offline for several hours this morning. The problem was that internet infrastructure provider Cloudflare, which is now back up and running. It impacted sites including X, Shopify, and ChatGPT, among many others. It's called the Epstein Files Transparency Act, and it is expected to come up for a vote today in the House, directing the Department of Justice to release all files relating to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, something that President Trump says he supports. Meals and meetings are on the agenda today for President Trump as he welcomes the Saudi Crown Prince to the White House.
The visit begins with a formal arrival ceremony, followed by talks in the Oval Office and lunch. In the evening, the White House will put on a lavish dinner. It has all the trappings of a state visit, but it's an official visit because Crown Prince Mohammed is not technically a head of state. He and the president are expected to formalize several economic and military agreements.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president also indicates that there will be a sale of advanced F-35 fighter jets to the Saudis, who Mr. Trump calls a great ally. The Dubai Air Show is up and running with hometown airline Emirates ordering 65 Boeing 777 aircraft.
Emirates is looking to increase its fleets thanks to record earnings and apparently unending demand for flights through what has become a major east-west travel hub. Emirates reported $5.2 billion in profits last year. Military sales remain a focus at the show, with Russia taking part despite sanctions. The event has also seen a renewed interest in flying taxis, which Dubai hopes to get in the sky for riders next year. Bob Agner reports.
The Dow's down more than 600 points. Townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
An Australian inmate demands access to a popular food item down under.
A prisoner in Australia is challenging a state's ban on Vegemite in prisons, claiming that denying him the spread violates his human rights. Andre McKechnie has taken his case to the Supreme Court of Victoria, arguing that the ban breaches his right to enjoy his culture as an Australian. Vegemite has been banned from Victorian prisons since 2006, because it interferes with narcotic detection dogs and can be used to produce alcohol. Critics, including the victim's advocates, say they find the lawsuit offensive. McKechnie, who's serving a life sentence for murder, seeks a court order to overturn the ban. His lawyers have not commented. I'm Charles Dillardesmond.
Ukrainian President Zelensky planning to travel to Turkey this week in a bid to revive talks aimed at ending Russia's war. Townhall.com. A retired NFL star undergoes a life-changing organ transplant following a lengthy wait.
Former Cleveland Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar has received a liver transplant after being on the waiting list for more than a year. Kosar shared a video on social media Monday in which he said he feels good and is ready to enjoy life. The 61-year-old had been dealing with liver issues for years. He was diagnosed with cirrhosis and Parkinson's disease last year. Kosar played in the NFL for 12 seasons, leading the Browns to 3 AFC championship games. The Browns honored him with a tribute video before Sunday's game against the Ravens. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A bankruptcy judge has approved the settlement of thousands of lawsuits against Purdue Pharma, maker of OxyContin. Requires members of the Sackler family to contribute up to $7 billion over time, plus they must give up ownership of the business. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 18th of November, and as I've pointed out, February of this year, had, I don't know if you remember this, but February had 48 days in it. I was going, now today's February the 38th. It was the longest month of my whole life that I can remember. But November here is like gone. It's the 18th, but it's gone. 8:06 in the morning, the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. It's national.
It's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
Founded in 1927, first cartoon 1928, and through his brilliance, he built, you know, he had all those movies, and then Disneyland, and now Disney World, and wherever they are now. So, and
Hulu, all of it.
All of it.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And this is for all you ladies who are in here. It's National Princess Day.
Oh, perfect. Wow. Oh, my gosh. And I am wearing, Maria, you have to share because I put these on for the first time today. And I left the tag on them because I know that there would be a collector, these collector pieces. This is from a special club. I don't know what that club is, but you're a Disney fan. And yeah, this yeah. We're here, of course, with our moment with Reading Rancheria, and we have, what?
The weather.
Oh, you want me to go? Wait, let me just finish this thing with Maria. I'll go to the weather in a minute. It's okay. Let's talk about this club for a minute.
Okay.
We're here with Ray Rancheria, Maria Roscoe.
Good morning.
And Miranda.
Princess.
Sweet.
Miranda and Ray.
Favorite.
Favorite.
Yeah, princess, exactly.
Princess
so,
favorite.
Anyway, I just want to share because I've got these ears on, these Mickey Mouse ears, but they're so special. And what do they represent?
Well, they're from Club 33, so I was very fortunate to be able to go in and have dinner with my family and with the Native American Chamber. And it's just, I had no idea. I just remember those people when you're walking down New Orleans and you look up and they're waving at you. And I thought, well, what are they doing? That whole section up there is Club 33.
And see, I had not heard of that until you mentioned it one time. And that it's kind of like, I don't even know how you get into the club.
There's a door.
Well, no, I mean, but how do you get, I mean, invite only or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So somebody who's a part of the club has okay. to
Mm-hmm. So somehow you become a member of the club. I'm just wondering how you do that. Is it, you know?
Oh, you have to special, invite. And
probably have a lot of money.
Of course, you're a Disney fan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you go as many times as you can per year.
Right. And so a friend of mine from AT&T said, oh, Maria, you are like the ultimate fan. I'd like to give you some tickets, too. And I was tickets to Club 33,
okay,
and I was like,
well, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I had warm specifically knew that you were coming in today. And then, on top of that, hearing it's Mickey Mouse's birthday. Yeah. Well, speaking of birthdays and speaking of special things, I just wanted to shout out to you as well, Carl, and I'll go into the weather in a minute, about going to the powwow this past year and how Carl and I went on a Sunday. Every day is special. But we talked about that we just encourage, if anybody has never been before, that it happens the first weekend in October, and it is, no matter if it's nighttime or daytime, it's so special. And they introduced a baby this year. Remember that?
This was, yeah. It's a baby that was brought out and introduced to the tribe. It wasn't a baby,
like
but
a year.
It was young. Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody came up and shook the baby's hand.
Or touched it, or did a blessing. It was so,
and then,
so spiritual.
And then the dance. It was, I've never seen that before. And I thought, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so the community welcomed in this, like, you're with us now. This is official. You're in our, yeah. All right, areas of fog today with a high of 66 tonight, increasing clouds with lows of 48. Tomorrow night, media night, opening night, that's going to be happening around the corner for Garden of Lights. Tomorrow will be 56. High chance of showers. And then tomorrow night, showers. But according to what we saw yesterday, it's supposed to clear up. So don't let that hold you back. Thursday, showers on 56, mostly clear on Thursday night with overnight lows of 44. Friday's calling for sunny with a high of 67. Friday night, clear. And Saturday, 68. Sunday, slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with around 45. There's your forecast, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Hey, okay.
There it is. There's
there
your weather.
It is. You caught me.
I caught you off guard.
Caught
so
off
anyway,
guard.
Okay, we got there piles
so
of papers
things, yeah.
and everything to get through with.
So who wants to start first?
And, yeah.
Who wants to start first?
I'd just like to say happy Native American
Heritage Month.
It's
November.
Oh, yeah. November.
And you just were at a parade down in Sacramento, and we saw a post. Tell us about that feeling and how many were there and what happened.
Oh, it was so wonderful. So I helped Jack get all the banners and everything done. He wanted it, you know, big. So went down there, and there were 100 tribes.
Oh, gosh.
100 tribes in solidarity.
All from California?
All from California tribes.
100 tribes.
100
wow.
tribes. And each had, you know, their floats. Some of them were doing the MMIW, and some of them were doing showcasing their kids, education, and just, I think we're going to go big next year, Miranda.
Yeah. Was that the first time
float.
That you?
First time. And it's the second parade ever. So oh. that was, it's getting bigger.
I'm so happy.
All across the Capitol, and we walked, and people were waving, and we were waving, and I thought, wow.
Yeah.
That's what parades are for, though.
Yeah, but I'm never the...
I know, but you've never been in one waving. You're on the, you know, usually watching and waving.
Right,
and being
or playing
in
the clarinet, but I...
I love that. So is it going to happen every year around mm-hmm. the same time? So we're talking November...
So that was what last
week. 18th, so is that 11th, 10th, 11th, somewhere in there? Okay.
Yes.
Mark your calendars for that next year.
Yeah, it's really cool. We've got to be a part of a lot of really cool Native American events at the Capitol. And Assemblymember Ramos is Native American, and he's a California Assemblymember, and we have a great relationship with him. So we've got to go to a lot of his cool events, like Maria mentioned, Missing and Murdered Indigenous People, and they hold some really cool events at the Capitol, and this was just one of many that we've been to lately. So,
well, it's time that the history of
about
our Native Americans here that you know should be recognized and enjoyed. I mean, everybody else is, so why not have a parade?
Mm-hmm. And, so, what was your takeaway?
Here's just my idea. When you have parades around here, I really think Redding Rancheria ought to have an entry in that parade, like the Veterans Day Parade, because Native Americans have a huge history of being one of the highest, if not the highest, rate of service.
Yeah.
In the military.
Yeah, and my uncle Leon, and which is another reason why it was so important for us to donate to the veterans earlier this year, and
which you have, mm-hmm, and so much, and you know the fact is that because of that, I could see y'all have a entry into the Veterans Day Parade.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. Not to mention how wonderful, like, you know, we look at the Redding Rancheria and all the things you do as a tribal government, but underneath, we always remind people that Wind River is one of the, what, 8 businesses that are underneath the Redding Rancheria. But Wind River was very good for the Marine Corps Ball and how they donate back.
I'm gonna take some time, if you don't mind, after the break. After you all finish everything, maybe toward the end of the show.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And we do have to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. He is a workers' compensation guru. His background is he's a veteran, a former law enforcement, went to law school. He took on the workers' compensation side of the law. If you're not getting treatment for injuries that you've suffered because you're not yet suffered at work because of, delays, denials, they keep extending these things out. Well, your life's changed in many times when you've been injured at work, changes for you and your family. Call Patrick Gorman at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You can tell him what's going on, and he'll tell you what he can do. In some cases, he'll tell you, well, this, it's slow, but it's going the way it should be. Or he'll say, no, you need some help here. Insurance companies got lots of lawyers. You need one that knows the system and that's going to fight for you and win. That's Patrick Gorman. 262-2168 or GormanLaw.com. We'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
You didn't hear that, did you? Okay, Ben Shaker.
Oh, that would just be great on KCNR. We're live here.
I just did a Walt Disney joke, and everybody in here had already heard it. So, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here
in the morning.
There you go. Welcome back to the show here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, sponsored by Wind River, our studios are. We're still down here in downtown on Market Street. It's a beautiful day out there, and we're here with Ray and Rancheria. With Maria Roscoe and Miranda, favorite.
Yeah, Edward's favorite, but either one. Very lovely.
Yeah, Edward's
sweet.
Favorite.
It's actually now Princess Miranda, Edward's
favorite.
There you go,
because it's Princess National
Day.
Princess Day and Princess Maria and Princess Linda. And what I almost did was I almost reverted back to what I did like last year in with the word favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I don't know where that came from, but anyway. And there's so many things going on. We just talked about the parade that y'all were in, Native American parade that was down in Sacramento.
With 100
tribes. And with 100 tribes in there.
Tribes.
Wow. Okay, so you've got a stack of paper. So what's going on?
Of announcements.
Of announcements.
Yeah. Connect our listeners with what's going on.
Yeah, we have so much going on. I don't think anyone slows down in the holidays.
No.
Definitely not us. So we talked about November's Native American Heritage Month. It's also November 21st we have a Reading Rancheria in Northern California Diabetes Conference. It's our second one we've held, and we're excited. Last week was Diabetes Awareness Day. So we raise a lot of awareness around that because Native Americans are affected disproportionately by diabetes. It's more than two times as likely to develop diabetes. So our health system does a lot to take care of people with diabetes and do a lot of preventative medicine. Our community health department does cooking classes for people with diabetes and family members, community walks, now this conference, testing, all kinds of stuff for diabetes.
Well, they find it's diabetes, and a lot of times it's hereditary.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in your DNA.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Being able to
You can still prevent it,
but you can also treat it
mm-hmm.
in such ways. And diet is a huge way of doing it.
Absolutely, yeah. So a lot of healthy cooking classes, which are really fun, especially around the holidays. They do healthy holiday cooking.
They even take them shopping.
Yeah.
Ooh, and show them how to shop for the things to look for them.
And I think the like preventative aspects of what we do for diabetes care really speaks to, like, you know, our director of health, Glenn's mission of like holistic health. It's not just, you know, get you to the doctor, get your shot, you know, give you your medicine at the pharmacy. It's eating healthy, going on walks, having a community. All of those will help with your overall health and healthier lifestyle. So,
and you all, as we drive by all the time, your health village is going
up.
It's
vertical now.
It's vertical. It's gone vertical. So,
it is vertical.
I knew how big it was, but it's even bigger than you think.
Exactly.
Right? And when you look at it, you go,
That's
a lot bigger than I thought. I mean, you say it's going to be this much, but when you're looking at it, you go, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool because from the way I come into work, I drive by it every day, so I get to see the day-by-day progress, which is really cool. And then we actually have photographers go out and take, like, a photo every week, and so eventually it'll be cool. We'll stack all the photos mm-hmm. together, and you guys can watch it build, too, and as it goes
And
up.
When do you think that's going to
January 2027.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, we're talking a good-sized building
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
a lot to look forward there. So on the 21st, once again,
Yeah, we have the Northern California Diabetes Conference from Redding Rancheria. It's at the casino. I think it's full right now, but it's incredibly educational. Only our second one, and we filled up pretty fast.
And who's invited to this? I mean, your speakers?
All the different providers.
All the different providers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
To learn more.
Yeah.
Work together.
I think
because diabetes is something that we're starting to see, you know.
Mainstream.
What is it? Diabetes 2 or whatever, that one. You're seeing it in 12-year-olds, 13-year-olds.
It's pretty crazy.
I mean, it is when you're seeing it that young.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is lifestyle. Well, a big part of that, I think, is lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Yeah. So that one's we're excited about that. November is busy month. One of my favorite things we have going on in November is I actually have already put up my Christmas decorations. I don't normally do it before Thanksgiving, but this year I did.
Aww.
And so I'm excited for the Redding Rancheria Christmas Arts and Crafts Fair.
What is that?
It is November 29th at the casino in the event center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I always love to say this is for the family members who have everything. And so I like to go there and get them all of these handmade, amazing crafts, a lot of native vendors. So if you have people who are hard to buy for, come get something handmade, original, one of a kind. There's so many vendors that come to this and it's really cool stuff. Very fun Christmas shopping.
You guys get great vendors. I can only tell you when I came to the health fair this year, and Maria, I mean, not only did they have the Indian tacos, but each, it was so full and so packed, and I really learned a lot, and there were people that were there that don't live in the area that were, you know, providing different, like, alternative things to health as well. And anyway, so the vendors were amazing. So you guys have great vendors whenever you're doing something.
I know. We must all have like a shopping addiction because, I mean, you can shop at the health fair and buy some, you know, you can shop.
I did.
Okay, I have one question. At the health fair, are we going to have the hot dogs? What is that? The
Res Dogs.
The Res Dogs.
Yeah.
Is there going to be Res? Is the Res Dog going to be where?
At the craft fair.
The craft fair, not the health.
But there's Indian tacos and Res Dogs. Yeah. They sell them both.
Tell people what a Res Dog is, if you haven't. I mean, everybody's heard of Indian tacos.
Basically, your sausage, hot dog, whatever, engulfed in fry bread and cheese, and you just bite into it, and you're like, oh my goodness.
And you can add things
I've never had one,
I'm sure.
So not recommended for, like, preventing diabetes.
You will not see it at the diabetes fair. However, as soon as you walk away from there, you can go to that and go, you know what, I get one cheat a year, and here it is.
You're able to treat yourself, the Res Dog.
There you go. And people are going, I've never had a Res Dog. Well, I tell you what, you can go to the fair, or you can wait till the next year of powwow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, everybody goes to the Stillwater powwow Friday night, as they should, to see it, and Saturday. We went on Sunday because we were just blocked on Friday and Saturday. We went Sunday and watched the grand entry, and let me tell you, it is exactly what you see on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds of Native American dancers, everything going on. There's not a lot of people there. So you can get to the Res Dog and the fry.
Shorter lines are important.
It's a shorter line.
Yeah.
However, everything's there, all the vendors and everything. Now, I'm not saying you should do it on Sundays, but I'm just, you know, but it was a great afternoon. And thank you for giving us shade that day.
You're welcome.
Now we're sitting out there. It's getting a little warm out here, and Marie came over and got us and let us sit in the shade. That was nice.
Yeah, the first weekend of October is always warmer than you think it's going to be.
Or cold.
Or a windstorm.
Man, it must have been, I don't know, it was 80-something that day, but still.
It felt like triple, though.
It felt like
100. Imagine if you're all, like, in your jingle dress and all that, and you're out there in the afternoon.
Did you dance this year?
I did. I danced on Saturday.
Okay.
I danced with my niece. It was her first powwow, and I made us matching jingle dresses, so it was very cute.
As we get closer next year to this, we're going to talk about jingle dresses and all this.
Yeah.
And the clothes, the regalia. The regalia.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Because I know one word I never use. But regalia. And because it's all made. It's homemade in many cases. And just talking about what it takes to put one of these together. These,
oh, yeah.
Especially the jingle dresses.
Yeah, it's definitely, usually it's like a family project. Yeah. Like moms or aunties or cousins or whoever is the sewer in your family is helping. And putting on all those jingles is so time consuming. Oh, I watched so many episodes of TV putting those jingles on.
But there's probably like, you know, when you build a quilt, or you do prayer inside your stitches, mm-hmm. that part of the ceremonial, like if you think about like anything that we make, like the thought that goes into each stitch.
Oh, absolutely.
So I know that you must have been going through all of that.
And for me, I made my own jingle dress, but it was almost more special for me to make my niece's. So my mom and I made it together for my niece, which I felt almost more special making it for her.
And how old is your niece?
She was born end of January, so she's not even a year old yet.
Oh, okay. So yeah. But this is something that then she could pass mm-hmm. down Continue to her to daughter. Or,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We need to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by, yes, Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. I found them when I first moved here in 07. Got a chance to talk to DC, who was my first barber. There's retired at the Robbo event. It was really good catching up with him. But I've never had a bad haircut there, and I have been going there for a long time. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. I can make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. So I can make an appointment that works on my schedule. They're starting something else, and I will talk about that tomorrow. They have another way you can go online, and I will have all that information tomorrow when I do the read. But it's Cypress Square Barbershop. It's man's last stronghold, and it is just a great place to get a haircut. We'll be right back with Redding Rancheria.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. For non-life-threatening emergencies, use Get Care Now to reserve emergency room treatment time. Instead of just waiting down there for 2-3 hours, get online by going to ShastaRegional.com and clicking the Get Care Now tab. Set up a time to go in there. This is for non-life-threatening injuries. So when you sign up, they're going to ask you a couple questions, something like, are you having problems with breathing? Is there pain in your chest? Are you bleeding? And if any of those, you know, whatever the answers are, then they may tell you, nope, come in right now and we'll see you. But using Get Care Now lets you sit in the comfort of your home before you go down to the emergency room. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're here with Redding Rancheria with Princess Marie, Princess Miranda, and Princess Linda.
Thank you.
Because it's National Princess Day today. And we've been talking about the things that are going on out at, and there's just piles of stuff that are going on. Diabetes awareness, and it's
at a conference happening.
It's a conference with all the providers and sharing that information. And it's National Indigenous American Month.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Native American.
Okay.
Yes. A couple different ways to say it.
Yeah, but it's the thoughts there. Mm-hmm. And we talked about jingle dresses, but we're going to talk a lot more about that probably in September.
Yeah.
I'm already planning the September show. Yes.
So alongside with Native American Heritage Month, the American Indian Chamber hosts their Native American Heritage Month luncheon at Disneyland. So, like, Jack was one of the warriors and who received the award, and we've been going since 2019, and it's amazing to sit there and watch all these kids go up and get scholarships. So one of them was like a full ride law school, and Gabe's like, how much was that, Grandma? And I said, well, that's for his schooling. And it's just amazing.
Well, you, Rainy Rancheria, your kids go to college and in a university, and it's paid for. Is that correct?
We have a scholarship program education department. Yeah, and on top of that, we do a lot of other things for our kids, like tutoring and so many educational opportunities. We help them tour school. Education department does a lot for our kids to get them interested in school, and not just traditional schools too, but trade schools and all kinds of opportunities.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Well, you know what? And there's absolutely nothing wrong about a trade school. Mm-hmm. My grandson did a year at New Mexico State, mm-hmm. and is now, he says, he promised his parents, now he's going to HVAC school, same place, 2 years.
Yeah.
And he's happy. He's so happy that he's doing that.
There needs to be different kind of schools because they're different kind of learners, you know?
Yeah, try and find somebody who's going to fix your air conditioner when it's blown out in July.
Not me. I went to college, and
it would be cheaper
degrees.
And quicker if I flew him up from New Mexico to come and fix it.
Yeah.
So that's happening next week in,
It called again?
It's the Native American Heritage Luncheon, hosted by the American Indian Chamber of Commerce, and it's this Friday.
And where's it going to be at?
At the Disneyland Hotel.
Oh, at Disneyland. Mm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Because now, Disney partners with the American Indian Chamber.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I have no idea.
I wonder how long they've been doing that.
They've been doing it quite a while.
I bet it's been a long time.
When, in 2019, Gabriel was the little brave. So we went and they called him up. Tracy, from the president of the chamber, called him up and said, "Hey, let's say a little welcome." And I thought, oh my goodness, what's he going to say? And he's Joleto, I am, you know, and he was telling all the tribes that he belongs to. And thank you all for coming, and I hope you enjoy your day. And I was just like,
you're so proud.
Oh. Wow. A video is going, wow. So it's incredible the way that they uplift. It's the kids. They do everything. Any type of thing, the expo, they involve the kids. So.
A future generation.
Yeah.
I love the whole philosophy of seven generations out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or is it seven generations out?
Yeah, out.
Okay.
I was doing the math, and I'm like, Gabriel's at the seventh. So
yeah.
Now it's the next seven. I'm like, wow. It's just, it hits you there. Then I'm, wow. Yeah. Yay.
All right. So that's coming up. And then what else do we have? So that was a great announcement. And we'll find out when you come back what happened, what transpired at that event.
Should we announce the Reading Retreat Community Fund dinner theme?
Yes.
All right, Maria, give it to us. Drum roll.
So if I were you, I would go watch Wicked, and it comes out Friday, because that is the theme of the Reading Rancheria Community Fund 2026 on Friday, March 6th.
Which is your baby, and you're going to have a blast decorating and figuring out how you can take that, transform that ballroom.
How many tables can you put in there?
We've squeezed a lot.
I know, because we had
50. I don't think they're supposed to. I think I've had 52, and all along
We've gotten creative with space there, but that's also why we're...
We got 41 in there.
So that's why you want to let everybody know now, because you want to reserve for next year. What is the date?
It is Friday, March 6th. Save that
date. Can you
date.
Start reserving tables now?
People already have.
Always. Okay. And the space, this dinner keeps getting, this event is bigger and bigger, and that's especially why we need our casino to go up, so that we can have more tables and more people in a new event center. So
yeah, we all need a big event center.
I heard the size of it the other day when I was up, you know, with Brandy and Sarah, and I'm not sure I heard right how large the...
The new event space.
The event spaces. It was thousands of seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A
couple thousand, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we needed it to be significantly bigger than what we have right now, because we are outgrown. Our events
are outgrown. I heard it's even bigger than that. I heard like it was, I don't know, because we were talking about so many different things, but it's going to be very large.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what we had in Pink Day, we had Wilton Rancheria. We had the Northern California Tribal Chairman's Association and the California Nations Indian Gaming all there with no rooms available. It was crazy.
We're packed.
We're going to bring
them. We need the space for sure. Oh, everyone needs the space. Everyone needs a bigger, you know, venue or event center to host events, you know. So.
It's absolutely true, because I know of events that probably would love to come up here. But it's not. We don't have anything big enough. The Civic's not big enough for them. Mm-hmm. So you need something where you could have, you know, several thousand people with breakout rooms that could come in here.
Yeah. We're excited for that. We need it. We definitely need it in this area.
The community needs that.
So how'd you come up with Wicked?
You know what's funny?
This is your baby. This is your baby. So you come up with a theme, and you create it. And why Wicked?
I think we kind of try to do just whatever is like the big thing that year.
Trend.
Yeah. Barbie was, I mean, a lot of people's favorite, because everyone loved to dress up for Barbie.
Right.
So we kind of just try to think of things that are fun to dress up for.
Okay. And they do.
Done before.
I mean, you're just going to see people go over the top.
Yeah.
So. And then there's always wonderful pictures afterwards, and it's a great night. Everybody just has a blast.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm going to get my face painted green again.
Oh. Yeah, like last
half
year
green,
was...
Half green, half pink.
Yeah. You get to pick who you're going to be.
Yeah.
I always try to do something a little odd instead of going for the main characters.
Right.
Like, obviously, you've got Glinda and Elphaba, which will be so fun to dress up as. But last year, we were gods and goddesses, and I went as Hercules instead of my husband, so I got the buff suit. And then he was... the little guy, I think his name's Philotetes, and he was the little half-goat guy.
Oh,
my husband
God,
was the half-goat, and I was Hercules. So it's always kind of fun to try to be a little like
different
too. So I'm like, what can we do with Wicked? Maybe he could be my flying monkey or something.
Oh, man, that's great. On a leash.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are really, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a great
your husband,
time.
And I know your husband.
You can also be a part of the flying monkey.
Yeah, well, it's like, I know your husband. He's such a nice guy.
He will dress up however I ask. He really enjoys
it. It's the same thing with Linda. She goes, would you dress up like this? And ordinarily in my life, I would have said, no. But now, it's been so many years. Yes.
Why not?
Oh, no, it's been
walk
so
a
many
mile
years.
And she's worn high heels and pearls.
I've worn
and a dress.
Teeth and hair.
Yep. You have more fun that way.
Absolutely.
I think so. Okay, we need to take a quick break. We're here with Rain Rancheria, and we will be right back.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steak, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Statue of Liberty star.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio. Tomorrow, the Sheriff's Office is on with us. Somebody else, too, and I'll figure that out before the show's over.
It'll be good, no matter what. And we're going to give away Garden of Light.
Garden of Light tickets tomorrow, so be standing by. And today we're with Redding Rancheria and Maria Roscoe and Miranda Edwards' favorite and Linda Bott. And talking about all these events that are going on. And then we talked about Wicked for being the theme for March 6th for the community.
The Community Fund, and which does so much to help, and I love how much.
That you all hand out, like, not hand out, but you all donate to nonprofits. I don't know.
All money that comes in from the dinner goes right back into it.
Goes right back into it.
And we give it right back out.
It's tens of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds
of thousands of dollars. I know, it's like 250,000.
There's so much need. There was about 400 and something thousand asked this last round. And there's so much need.
Yeah, and a portion of that money a lot of it comes from the dinner. It comes from the casino as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
our paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Donations.
I think that's really important that people know that the staff at Wind River, they take portions of their paychecks and go back into these fundraisers.
Yeah. Our staff can opt into that because they know that they trust us. We have a committee that's deciding where the need is and looking over the application. So it's really cool because, you know, it's not like you're donating, you know, when you want to round up a dollar to something and you don't really know where the money is going.
Exactly.
We know exactly where the money is going. We're picking organizations that affect all of our people here in the community.
And you tour, and you get to know them, and you almost interview them. And
we have great relationships with them, too, afterwards. So it's awesome.
And it can be anywhere, anything from a fire engine one time to computers, iPads. But, you know, it's a lot of times it's money which helps the organizations make it and be able to help people. Because a lot of these organizations, many of them are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it's just tough out there.
And it's really cool because depending on, like, what's going on in the world or in our community, we're able to focus in on where the need really is. Like, during the car fire, we were able to focus in on a lot of fire relief and, you know, fire prevention stuff. And so, you know, we obviously know what's going on in our community and what people are really caring about and where the extra need is in a particular year. So we can focus on that, which is awesome.
Yeah. So we have more announcements. I think you've got more paperwork there. But what else do we need to mark immediately? You've got the craft fair.
Yes.
Craft fair coming
up.
And
then what else do we have?
I think the a thing that we started recently, we were talking earlier about holistic health. We have started a Native American women's talking circle. So they've gotten together a couple times at our community center. And there's one tomorrow, actually, which is awesome. But it's really focusing on the importance of building community and how that, you know, that affects your health, having a support system. And so that's just one of many ways that we're doing that, which we love. So, yeah. And then I think we covered a lot. I know Carl wanted to talk, if you wanted to talk a little bit about the ball, because we were talking about that off air, and it was awesome to hear your guys' feedback from it.
We've been at Wind River since I've been involved with this. So that was before I was even here. And Wind River donates back to us X amount of dollars. Plus, if you are if you're a nonprofit, which we are, Shasta Marines, they take off a lot right off the top.
So you can keep the tickets affordable.
So we've only had to raise our ticket prices once in the last 18 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's $40 for a ticket.
Well, and with everything getting more expensive,
I know,
keep
the prices down. And working with the staff there, you know, a couple years ago, during the ball, right as the ball was, as we were putting it together and everything, that last day, because we all converged and set the tables along with their staff and all that, we put things out. They said, you know, next year we can't do it because we have another convention coming in on November 10th. And I went, okay. I mean, and somebody walked by, one of you guys, and they, you know, they said how much. I said, yeah, I'm really going to miss being here next year. Before I could get out of the ballroom there, they came back and said, oh no, you get it next year. We're going to move that other group.
That's good.
I mean, you know what? That kind of makes you feel good. And they said, we'd rather have the Marines here.
Yeah.
And this was our 250th birthday celebration. So we had
a big one.
Yeah. And we bought commemorative coins, challenge coins. So everybody that came got that. It's a one of a kind. That's it. They're not going to be made again. Everything just worked out. Everything was on time. And, I mean, you couldn't have had better service. And everything just was really good. And we've been working with Sarah and Brandy for years.
Mm-hmm.
But working with them is such a joy. And for them, with me adding tables, I added five tables, 50 people. And they handled it. And the only thing that Sarah wanted to know is how many meals of each. And somehow it all worked out.
So how many people were, there were more people than last year that are new?
A lot of new people.
And how many more would be, because it was sold out, you had to keep on adding. But I think that people, again, are hungry for tradition, purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they really felt that room, there was something really special happening in the room that night.
Yeah. Next year, maybe we can get you all a table.
That would be amazing.
That would be wonderful to do that. And I can thank you from being up there.
That would be awesome. We would love that.
Yeah. We have, you know, universities are there and, you know, police, sheriff's off, you know, and it's not just for military, of course. We love having civilians. In fact, when I asked all Marines to stand up, there's only like 40, you know, not counting the ones in the ceremony and everything. And it's open to everybody because we like celebrating our birthday with America. But I just wanted to say it is that you all took it changes in stride, and you would have never known that we were literally adding a table 4 days or 3 days before.
Well, that's good.
And
yeah,
10 more people.
Our staff there is really incredible. They make things work. They go above and beyond for our community.
Absolutely.
You know? And you say people are hungry for tradition. We love tradition. You know, we do something once and then it's a tradition. That's why we have way too much going on all the time because we can't stop once we start. But yeah, having those connections and building those relationships and they're long lasting. I mean, our relationship with Carl is the reason why, you know, we're going to prioritize. I mean, we care about this cause, but it's also the relationships we have that make us want to prioritize these things too.
I want to thank you all for something else too is, we go down to the National Finals Rodeo. And this is our fourth year. Ready Rancheria and Wind River are sponsoring us down there. And, Kim asked me, she says, are you doing it again? I said, well, yeah. And you all just rolled in immediately.
Well, we're going to definitely talk about the Native American that the first night of rodeo is a really big deal that it is Native American night, Dove sings, and it's such a, and you guys come out and dance, and Tracy talks about what the dances mean and all that. So we're going to be doing three broadcasts live Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So this is where we talk about some of the highlights of Reading Rancheria as well. So be listening in for all of our listeners.
Yeah.
We're doing commercials up to that. But we get there. We also go down to Ground Zero, which is at the Thomas and Mack where the rodeo happens. And we do a live Facebook about this is where it all begins. And it's hard to believe that big rodeo is in Thomas and Mack and they're bringing dirt in when they just had, you know, basketball like a week ago.
Yeah, but the bottom line, though, is that we've had a long relationship with Reading Rancheria.
Mm-hmm. And we love your growth.
And it's one of those things that I think there's a mutual admiration here because of what you've done for our community. So many things. And the community, you know, fun dinner is just one thing. It's a lot of fun, but we can't forget the bottom line on that.
Yep.
Is the amount of money, $250,000, that is given to those nonprofits that need assistance. And going back during COVID, when you all went out and helped at least 60 businesses make ends meet. We were one of those because it was tough during that time for a lot of people.
And then we were able to carry people who couldn't come in. So yeah. It's like this is yeah. how it works.
It's a domino effect. Yeah, yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, princesses, for being with me.
You're very welcome.
I'm sure there'll be a Prince Day, just nobody will know about it.
Every day.
We'll celebrate it for you, Carl.
Every day's a Prince
Day. Snow White will.
Happy birthday, Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yes. I know what I was going to chit-chat just for a second.
Okay, chit-chat. Okay, I'm just stretching. So anyway, again, don't forget about the event this weekend sold out. But let's not forget the Christmas Bazaar is the date.
November 29th.
Okay, you guys, time is flying. Close your eyes, and there it is.
Yeah.
I took your flyer and I put it on the front door, in the front. So anyway, that's coming up where you're saying that there's just dozens and dozens and rows of wonderful,
handmade crafts.
And, yeah.
A lot of jewelry.
And all kinds of great things. What do we have here now?
That's mischievous.
I don't have a 7 o'clock guest, but I will by tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, thanks again so much for being with us and for everything you do for our community. Yes. And please say hello to your mom.
Yeah. Thank you both so much. We appreciate you so much.
Yeah. Everybody have a great day and God bless America.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.